es hakodesh. Mashunosin loy nas hakodesh. What you give him back becomes hegdish. Becomes like truma. Alma midrachazi lohaki binin. You have to give the kain something that could become truma. So when you pay him back for the truma that you had, you have to pay him back menachulin. The Torah says, the nosan la kain es hakodesh. You have to give back to the kain the truma, and widashna means dabar royally of kodesh. Something that could itself become truma. So you have to give him back apples, and now these apples become truma by the kain. But the question also is now, chum shomahu, shishtalin, shalem minachulin. That's a desire that ate the truma. Has to pay back a fifth. The fifth that he pays back, is that part of the ikar tashluma, only a thing that's royal to become truma? Or maybe no, the fifth is like a new tashlumim, could even be things that are not minachulin. That's a shaila. We have two shailas so far. By hegdish and by truma. Another shaila. Maiser and mischala lasimon. Maiser sheni, when you want to be poydirit, you have to use a coin that has a surah, that has a picture on it. And not a flat coin and a simon. So Rachman Amar Torah says, "V'tzar to a kesav yadecha." You have to have money in your hand. L'rabbis tamar b'kodav v'shesh l'absura. You can only use a coin that has a picture on it. That's the type of a coin you could use to be paid the matisheni. Chum shoy mal shi'ischal alay simon. Now, when you want to give a fifth, when you have to add the fifth on to matisheni, if you're the owner of it, so the fifth can you be paid on a simon or not? But the question is, all these three shailas, that when you add on the fifth, does it have the same halacha as the actual pidyon, or it has a new halacha? Samara says, is galgul milsa that this question went to ask from person to person, or motla kaim of the rabba came in front of rabba? Omalu, he said like this. Omal kora pasuk says, olo, the rabba is chumsha kamaisoi. He yells yes. Chaymish has the same halacha as the actual pidyon itself. So the hegdish could only be on kesef, not on karka, on maisesheni, on real money, and on hegdish also dover on truma, dover roy liya truma. That's the portion of olov. The rabba is chumsha kamaisoi. Om Ravina said, Afanan Namatinina, I also have proof of this. We also learn like this. Afanan Namatinina. Hagoyne Truma, if somebody steals Truma, Vlo Yochle didn't eat it, Mishalim Tashlumi Kefal. He has to pay that Kefal. Dumei Truma, Mishalim Kefal, Dumei Truma. But the Kefal he pays also has to be money that could become Truma. But you have to pay back. Sorry. Dumei Truma, you have to pay back. Rashi's like this. Dumei Truma means, Kamo shishava limcha b'shuk. How much you get price for selling truma? For demei p'chusim demei chulin. It's a little bit worse than chulin. So, kids, you see, if you steal truma, when you pay back the kefal also has a locha like truma itself. So, you only have to pay back how much truma would be sold for. Let's say ye truma mishalem shnei kanayim. You have to pay. Let's say the ganef ate it up. He has to pay back two times kerbin like kefal. The chaymish and a fifth. Of course, he has to pay back feeding the truma, keren and the chaymish. And since he first stole it, he has to pay kefal. So keren, the chaymish, minachulin. You see clearly that the first keren you pay and the fifth has to be minadova that's chulin, apples that are chulin, that could become truma. The keren to make truma. And the keren also has to be from to make truma. You have to pay back how much truma is sold for. So the shramin here is to get another proof that chaymish to my side. So when you pay the chaymish, it has a loch like the yikah money, the same a loch like the money itself, the keren has to be menachulin, roy to become truma, who would in the chaymish also the same a loch. Shemamim, here's a good proof that the chaymish has the same a loch like the keren itself. Omar Rabbi said, Gabi Gezlok Siv, by Gezlok says, the chamishisa yosef olov, he has to hit on the fifth. Rashi says, Gabi Hashem Gezelok Siv, in Gozav a kof of an ishpav, you stole and you swore false, you were kaifer, and then we find out you admit that you did it. You have to pay back the money, and you have to hit on a fifth to it. You have to be in the korban. It says the chamishisa yosef olov. Utanam, you also learned nosan loyes a keren. If you paid back the keren when you stole, Rashi says la'acha shenishpa. When you swore false, said then you admit it. So you have to pay now keren and chaymish. And let's say nosan loyes a keren. You talk to paid back the keren, but the chaymish you deny and you say you did pay it back and you swore that you paid it back, and then it came out you swore false. Venishpa loyel a chaymish hareza moisuf chaymish al chaymish. Then you admit that you swore false on the fifth. So luck is now you have to pay back like the fifth itself of Karen, and you have to add on a fifth to that. And she is not a Karen Pachim Hashem Apruta. And so the Karen becomes less than Hashem Apruta. So Kitza by Gezel here, even the Chaymish can give off another Chaymish. It keeps on going down the line every time you swear on the Chaymish, it's like you're swearing on Karen, that you have to pay a Karen and a Chaymish. That's by Gezel. Kabi Truma, Ksir by Truma, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yoichal kodesh mishkogo. First needs truma b'shoygeg v'yoshev chamisha solov. You have to eat on a fifth to it. Well, Tanan learned like this: ho'oichal truma b'shoygeg. Somebody bizarre eats truma by mistake. Mishalom keren v'chaymish. He has to pay back a keren, the value of it, and another fifth.
Echad oichal v'echad ashoisa. Whether you ate it, whether you drank it, v'echad asach. Whether you rubbed it on your body. Echad truma terev, echad truma tmeya. Mishalein chumsha, v'chumsha the chumsha. You see clearly that the truma, you have to pay back the keren and the chaymish. Now when you pay back the chaymish, it becomes like truma. That if a zar eats that chaymish again, so again you have to pay keren and chaymish. So again, it seems to the sugi before, that when you pay back chaymish, your mamish becomes like the truma itself. And now if a zar comes and eats that chaymish, it's like he ate regular truma, that he has to pay back another keren for chaymish. V'ilu gabi maisa, but by maisa sheni, loy michtav ksizi, for loy mispatoni, doesn't stand the pasuk, we didn't learn in the braisa, we didn't learn anywhere.
So we don't even like Pshita, we don't even have a question. Pshita, there's no Chumsha to Chumsha. But the question is, Gavi Hegdish, Ksiv. Vima Makish Yigolas Beisav Yeshav Chanishis Kesav Ekechom Utanana Poides Hegdeshoi Moisav Chaymesh Shoi Chumsha Tanan Chumsha to Chumsha Loi Tanan. Here when you report the Yon Hegdish, it says you have the Moisav Chaymesh. The question is here, is there Chumsha to Chumsha or not?
Say if you Makish that back again, he asked it on another fifth. That was never learned. So now, Leitanan, what's the loch here? What's the loch by Hegdish? Kavi truma ksiv by truma. The pasuk says the Yosef. Kavi Hegdish nami yoksiv the Yosef. Also has the loshen of a Yosef. So maybe it means it does have a second chaimish. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kavi truma ksiv the Yosef. It says like the Yosef. Ishakal to lelevov the Yosef is short. It's leachemish osoi, heavily chemish isoi soi. It's as if we've taken off the vov there and putting on the chemish osoi to say that the chaimish mamas has a loch like it itself. But Gabi Hegdish says V'yosa, the verb is the beginning. Chamishes, V'yosa Chamishes. After Gabi, even though the Chishalkel el Vav, even if you take the Vav off to V'yosa, V'shadas lech ala Chamishes, put on the word Chamishes, Saif Saif, Hevel Chamishes Sosai. That's all, and nothing more. So we don't know what the din will be the Hegdish. The Marv Tepel there, the Hevel Hegdish Sheni. It's Hegdish Sheni. The Amr Yisroel Ben Levi, a Hegdish Rishon, Maisav Chaimish. Al Hegdish Sheni, a Maisav Chaimish. The second time you magdish something, you're not the only one who makes the chaimish altogether. So, pshita, the second time you magdish it, there's no din chaimish in the chaimish. Omalei rapop, l'ravino, hochi yama rova. Chaimish ketchilas hegdish domi.
So, when you have to pay a chaimish, when you have to pay a chaimish, there's extra 50 you're paying, that's called like that's cholas hegdish. It's not called like a second hegdish start, the second time, it's called like the first time. So, if we have a good shayla, on this chaimish, you have to do another chaimish or not. That's why we don't have a pshita to the shayla. So therefore the Gemara says, my heavy Allah, what's the maskana? Omar Rav Tiv Yumi, Mishmei Dabai, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yoysev chamishes kesef erkecho. So we say, makish chumsha le kesef erkoi. We make ekish the din of chumish to the pasha of kesef erkoi. Ma kesef erkoi, just like when you, the kesef you pay for your nerchen. Moisev chumish, you have to add on a fifth. Of kesef chumish, the same way this chumish that you're paying back, nami moisev chumish, if that comes to be hegdish and you want to buy it back, you also have to add a fifth to that. So hegdish also has a locha even on the fifth. When it becomes hegdish, it's like regular hegdish, that if you pay that fifth, you have to add a fifth onto that. Kufa, we just say before, maybe Shur ben Levi, al hegdish rishon moisev chumish. So first time you makdish something, when you pay it, then you have to add a fifth on it. But Yal Hegdish Sheni, if you're makdish that thing a second time, ain't Moisav Chaymish, then you don't have to add a fifth onto it. Omar Robus, the Robus said, my time is Rabbi Shur ben Levi, what's Rabbi Shur ben Levi's time? Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yim ha-makdish yigorles beisoy. If you're makdish something and then you're paid it, you redeem it, you have to add on a fifth. So we dash in ha-makdish, if the first time you be makdish it, for loy ha-matfis, and not like the second time you be makdish it. On there, there's no din to add on a fifth. Tony, we learned a Tona Kaimed Reb Lezer. Tana learned in front of Reb Lezer. The Pasuk says, Vim Bavaheima HaTemeya, or Poda Beakecha. If you're Makdish of Behema Temeya, and you want to be Poydirit, you have to be Poydirit according to its value. Now, Ma Behema Temeya, Miuchedis, Shet Chilosa Hegdish, Vukuru Lishamayim, the Chilu was Hegdish, and those things on the Lishamayim, it's like Lugavoya, or Moilum Bon is this, a Mila if you have Hano from it. Isn't this a Mila on it? I've called everything. Shet Chilosa Hegdish, at the beginning you Makdish it, Vukuru Lishamayim, and the whole thing is Lishamayim, will soon say Lafuke Kachikalim. Moilum Bon is a Issa Mila. Omele Reb Lezlatano Bishlei Mekulu Lishamayim. That's what it says. The whole thing was Lishamayim Lamute Kachim Kalim. It's Tafuke Kachim Kalim. The Kachim Kalim you eat from it also. It's not called Kulu Lishamayim. Kivan the Yislu Labaylo Megavayu. Since the owner has some pot eating it, Les Bu Mila. There's no Issa Mila. Ela Tchilas Hegdish. That's what it says. The first time, the beginning when you mark the shit, Lamute Mai. Where's it coming to exclude? Tchilas Hegdish Shu the Yis Bei Mila. Saif Hegdish Les Bei Mila. You want to tell me, Omri, the first time you makdish it has nisimila, not the second time. Tzimura says, no, dil malinyin chum shakarmit. Maybe it's talking about the pasha of chaymish. Rashi says, "Hach mila lav mila mamish kamar, v'loy b'nenem in hegdish, ela b'chaymish kamar." Vavo liftois hegdish kamar, being paid the hegdish, v'kar v'lo chaymish mila. B'shem b'mila nami shay chaymish, olamute hegdish sheni also ka b'shu ben Levi. That's all just coming to say, hegdish sheni, you don't have it. Who give b'shu ben Levi? Omalei in, hochi kamin, that's what Taka said. Omalei ravashi lovina, behemot tmeh, chilas hegdish isa, b'yemtza hegdish lesa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this test tomorrow over again. Yes, the bottom Gemara again, the Nun Dalet on the base. Again, that Yeshua, Gufa, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Al Hegdish Rishon Moisev Chaymish, Vi Al Hegdish Sheni Ein Moisev Chaymish. We know when a person is makdish something to Hegdish, and then you yourself buy it back, is paid with off Hegdish, you have to add a fifth. So Yeshua ben Levi's Chiddush Shira, it's only Hegdish Rishon when you're makdish at the beginning, and not a Hegdish Sheni. Hegdish Sheni means like Hatfosso when you say Zer Tachazer. Like you have already something that belongs to Hegdish, and not the time you're paying money to take the Kedusha off, but you want the Kedusha to go on this Chepetz onto a second Chepetz. That's called Hatfosa. So if the Chepetz became Kodesh because of Hatfosa, it means you said Zer, Tacha Zer, so when you pay the second Hegdish, you don't have to be Meister for Chemish. That was his Kiddush. Now my Rav says, now my time to be Shur ben Levi. What's the reason? Omakro, the Pesach says, Vim ha-maktish yigur les beisoi. So we darshan ha-maktish. Only if you're maktish it, when you're poida, you have to add a fifth. For loy ha-matfis. Not in the case where you were not maktish it, you're only matfis that you said, zeh tachat zeh, that's called hasfosa. When you're matfis to hegdish, it means you have something that's kodesh already. And you say now, this chepetz now should be kodesh. Instead of that chepetz, now this chepetz true with kodesh. When you're poida, this chepetz, you do not have to add a fifth. Tony Tona came to Reb Lezer. Tell him in front of Reb Lezer. The pasuk says, "V'im ba behema hatimeya ulpado biyekucho." So now it says, when you have a behema tameya and you poider it, here the Torah says you have to add a fifth. Now ma behema tameya, just like a behema tameya, miyuchedesh shetchilos hegdish v'kul l'shemayim. We'll soon see why. But a behema tameya means you're matishit for the betek habayis. So it's the first time you're being matishit. And also, it's kulu l'shemayim, means a behemah tmeya, you can't bring a korban for it. That means you want to give it to the betek habayis. So it goes to the betek habayis, that's called kulu l'hegdish, lafuke kochim kalim, that he only eats from it. So the behemah tmeya is called kulu l'shemayim. Umaylumba, and there's nisam milah also. We'll soon see what that means. Because every hegdish is nisam milah. Af kol every other hegdish, kol shet chilos the hegdish. If this is the first time you be makdashit, and the kulu l'shemayim, it's like the kedushas betek habayis. Lafuki kochim kalim, moilim bo. There's nisim mila on it. So the Gemara says this can't be. Omler Reb Lezer Latana. Vishle mekulu l'shemayim. That's it. You want to make a diik like a behemah tameya when you mak the shit to bedik abayis. The whole thing is kodesh. Is lamute kochim kalim. It means to exclude kochim kalim. Kochim kalim like a shlomim. The owner can eat from the animal also. Kiva and dispul abayla megavayu. Since the owner has something to do with this korban, less bu mila. It has no mila. So this is a half minute, maybe that's what it means. Ela tchilas hegdish lemutunai. What do you mean to say like a behemah tameya? It's only the beginning of the kedusha. So Mara says tchilas hegdish shudi yisle mila. There's a question like, slayf hegdish lesbu mila. Is that true?